Hey guys, this is Ava with Cosmic Energy Life. Welcome to another episode with Camille today. But Camille is a male today. I have a lot of Camilles in my life. Hi, Camille. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, it's good to mention that because I often run into this problem with Lyft.
You do? Know,
yeah, I don't have a photo on my Lyft and on purpose.
They're like, why are you not a female?
A lot actually happens often where they're expecting a girl to, you know, walk out, and
you're so masculine.
And then I end up walking out, and they get confused. Oh. So, oh. Yeah. And even one time, I had a driver checking, asking me if what my name was, because he just didn't believe that it was me. So
and that's insane. I've heard of male Camille, so. For me, it's no biggie, but it's just funny because, you know, I have my other, you know, my other co-host, Camille, and then it's you, and it's funny.
You should call your show Between the Two Camilles.
We can totally do that.
And you put us
each other. It's funny enough, I said like a few times the wrong message to you instead of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's happening?
I remember. Yeah. You put each on each side, and there you go, you guys.
Exactly, that's the thing. So Camille is my longtime client and a good acquaintance at this point, and we've known each other for years. We've grown with each other spiritually, of course, and Camille is a very spiritual person. So that's amazing for for a guy, because we chicks love that. So you must have all the luck in the dating world.
You must have Camille's.
Exactly.
If you don't have one, go down, buy one right now. There's an offer. Get one, gets another 50% off. It's great.
Are we at the farmer's market? I am slightly confused. So tell me, what is your experience, you being a spiritual person and dating? How's that been for you? Because for chicks, it's, you know, we do have definitely our issues, because it's hard to find a guy who's either accepting of it or open to it. How is that for a guy?
Well, it's not like, you know, I woke up and I said, I want to be spiritual. So, you know, it's like, I think you just like your life circumstances, things you go through, you have your own inclinations, you know, the things you are born with. And you tend to gravitate or explore or just naturally be, you know, have a spiritual element in your life.
Yeah.
Right? So because of that, it does affect your perception, your expectations, mm-hmm. your priorities and everything.
Yeah.
And I think the challenge is, like, I'll give you an example. I love food, right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't? But so I love food, but it's not like I'm thinking about it 24/7, or it's not like food is the center of my life. See?
Okay.
So you understand what I mean? It's like, it's not like, you know, when it's there, it's great. I really appreciate it. I take, you know, I dig into it and I explore it and I try to, but it's not the top aim or goal in my life, or daily goal in my life, you know? So,
gotcha.
So the difference is, like, I, you know, there'd be another person, let's say they are more gravitated to physical or more materialistic pleasures, right? Mm. And we both love food, but one of us has a deeper attachment to it, mm-hmm. you know, or it takes more of their thoughts and their energies. So in that sense, getting into dating, it's like there are things that I enjoy, right? But they're not the ultimate source of joy in my life. So I can't like just be fully content. Is that, by just doing those things. I need more than that.
But how has it been for you, as in, like, you know, when you meet females? Because you did the opposite sex. How has it been for you in dating terms? Like, have you noticed, like, you attract, like, females that are more spiritual, less spiritual, that you have to maybe unlock certain things with them? Because for me, it's usually I have this unlocking effect, like I guess it's a contract, a karmic contract, when I meet a guy, that usually they need to work on themselves. And it's like I'm unlocking the key, which is like great for them, horrible for me, because I'm a, you know, I'm at the point where I'm ready to have the next step for a real commitment and somebody that has done at least some spiritual work on him and is not afraid to face it. So do you face females that have to work on themselves, or do you attract spiritual chicks?
Well, I've had a mixed experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've had this experience where it was so intense and in a good way, and mm-hmm. and on the level, and just a lot of compassion, understanding, and spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. And I've also been in a situation where it was like literally a draining black hole, you know. So yeah, I don't see that I'm having one type of experience.
Gotcha.
I feel like it's a bit, not random, but I would say it varies, you know?
Yeah.
And but however, I find more, in LA, I find it more to be not too, I know this is surprising to hear, but not too.
It's definitely challenging this.
Not too, yeah, not.
The not wannabe spiritual. Spiritual, yeah.
Exactly. I think it's just like, an image,
yeah,
more than what it scene, you know, growing within you. So, and it shows, like you go into it, and after a few weeks or a month or whatever, it just shows. So
I mean, the people, exactly.
I feel like there, it's a lot of, don't forget, Hollywood, it's all about show. It's called show business.
Cultural business for a reason.
So exactly. There's business and showing.
You know, so. Show your business.
So show your business, exactly.
Well, what I've noticed in LA specifically, I mean, I've been here 16 years now, right? And I've noticed that the ones that, you know, like, first you're magically drawn to the entertainment. This is why I came to LA, or, you know, immigrated to the US. I always wanted to be in the United States. I didn't necessarily knew until, I don't know, when I was like, you know, 20, 25 years ago, when I said, okay, which makes me now 27, of course. It took a minute. Well, it took me a minute to figure out. I always wanted to be in New York first when I said, I'm going to be in the East Coast. And then I was pretty much drawn because of the makeup in Hollywood. And first, everything is light and, you know, magic, and you're very drawn to it until you get to know people and realize there's a pattern with people in the show business and with people that are spiritual, right? And everything has a pattern, not just in the US or in LA, but in general. But like here in particular, or in general, I think globally, people who say they're spiritual, you know, yoga is not being spiritual. Wearing yoga pants is not spiritual. Doing a hike and meditate is not spiritual. That's something that grows from within. I've noticed that when people say, like, oh, I'm so mindful. What is mindful to you, sir or ma'am?
Yeah, I think it's like there's this idea where the things you do determine that you're spiritual or not. And it's not really that. It's really comes down to very simple thing. It's your internally how you respond and interact in the world. And that shows how deep connected to spirituality you are. So it's not about the yoga pants. It's not about what you do. You know, doing is the effect or the outcome. And and you can trick, like, you know, you've never heard of people wanting to, like, let's say, show everybody else that they donated money. So I mean, if you think about it, oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, but they're it's a good thing at the same time they're doing it for them to show, oh, I, you know, I helped, I donated money and whatever, right? So it's really the intention that to me, that's what it is. It's your internal, your intentions, and being in a place like LA or Hollywood, it's the opposite. It's all about what you show. It's the outer shell. It's the outer package. and it's the things you do that you want the world to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty clear, you know. And I like to be clear. I don't like murky stuff. I like to clarify everything, you know.
And,
yeah, because it gets
murky today.
No, because it gets lost, you know, and it gets
I totally get where you're coming from, and I think you are also implying on social media in particular there's a lot of, you know, there's wannabe psychics or wannabe spiritual people, unfortunately, just like a wannabe actor or wannabe something else, where they portray pictures of, hey, I'm doing yoga, hey, I'm taking a picture where I'm closing my hands together pretending I'm doing a meditation, or, you know, just like, oh, it's like holistic food, holistic mindfulness. Well, that's not being spiritual. That's portraying you or something that you are clearly not. Well, many times you will find that. Many times.
Yeah, and even let's say
a crystal or something.
The yoga is such a like famous crazy word right now, you know. But we have to understand that the yoga comes from a long, you know, the culture with deep, like long years, and like what I'm saying is like thousands of years of development of this technology.
Yeah.
And here in LA, we really, I've been to, you know, yoga sessions and yoga studios, and, you know, in the beginning, and it's like, it's not authentic. It's again, it gets transformed into the outer package, into, I'm doing yoga, or I can do the pose, or, and it's not translated properly. It's not being taught properly. And I think you know this, but you can get injured from doing wrong yoga, not just physically. You can get injured.
Interesting.
Energetically. And there are people who have lost their minds, or, you know, had like certain injuries, because when you're doing yoga in a wrong way, and you move certain energy in the wrong way, you know, there has been cases where people have had permanent damage. So
that's interesting. I haven't heard that, but to me, I find it difficult, and I am a spiritual person. I don't portray it outside. What I do is on my accounts, I do give a lot of advice for free. So for me, I don't care if you see me doing yoga or, you know, a meditation. That's not what it's about. So make somebody the whole difference. For me, it has been challenging to connect to yoga and do yoga. What I'm interested in with yoga is more like for the postures and stretches that I'm interested in. I don't know if I buy into the whole system of yoga. Like, there's something that prevents me from getting there. So you telling me right now that yoga is not what you think it is, because I think you took a class or something about that, right? Like, didn't you do like some sort of training, and it was like more the traditional way? So it makes sense why I'm not as connected with it.
I've had the same resistance you have before. And I did, and I refused. I was like, no, I'm not, you know, I did not want to do it. I didn't want to get involved. And I think what it was, I think in some way, I know, like, the yoga is being proposed is phony, or just mismanaged, or just not properly transmitted, you know. And and then I went to the source. I really went to the source. So where does yoga come from?
India.
So I went to the source. I didn't go to India, but
you
didn't
go to India.
No, but I would love to. But I did go to Indian foundations and to Indian schools of yoga, and I learned the proper traditional yoga that has nothing to do with what you see in the, you know, the up dogs, and I don't know what, you know,
that doesn't exist. That exists only, like, in the Western world then.
Yeah, and there's,
I mean, Europe has pretty much the same yoga, or Australia, like in the US. So globally, we probably have the wrong yoga in that case. I can definitely see you having lifetimes in India, little guru.
I tell you what, I can't wait to go, because I've been wanting to go for a long time, and then the pandemic happened.
Gotcha.
You know, my own personal stuff happened, but it's going to be a big, huge trip for me sometime. Maybe
you are a traveler, so.
Yes. Within the next year or two, I should make the trip somewhere.
Gotta post pictures. Or send me pictures. I don't know if you use social media.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
I can totally see lifetimes back like, I don't know how many, but I can totally see you having been like in India. I mean, clearly you have Middle Eastern background. You are a US citizen, but and also been in Canada and everything. So like you're more westernized, but I can definitely see something like it. I do feel that I had past lives in India, but I don't want to go to India. So probably they were not as pleasant.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I cannot confirm, but I do feel connected to that place.
Oh, you'll see. It's going to be like a flashback
problem. Like, you know, I don't feel connected to a lot of other countries, but there are certain countries I feel connected
to. Yeah. So when I came to the US, I had the same flashback where I put my feet on earth and, you know, on the ground. And the first thing I felt like, I've been here. This feels like home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Yeah. Till today. So it's interesting.
So maybe there's some pattern or some connection there, and that's why you feel familiar with that place.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was at LAX, just arrived waiting for my shuttle bus because, you know, what do I know? That's what I ordered. And yeah, I feel like when you go to India, you're going to feel like resemblance. You probably had a few past lives. That's what I'm getting energetically right now. Not that we're doing a psychic reading, but we are. I'm excited for you to go. I know you're a big traveler. You've been like to a lot of places.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's not like I say, oh my God, I have to go places. It just happens.
Yeah.
You know? Like these trips just happen. And I just happen to hop on planes and, you know, go places. So
you go for it. Some people are travelers, some are not. So
yeah, yeah, no, I love it. I it's my family. They all love to travel. They all travel. We're travelers. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Are you a time traveler?
I don't know. I don't know if you build a machine. Let me know.
You're like, I'm not big on traveling. Not that I dislike it, but if there was time traveling, I will totally go for it. I would totally go for it.
Where would you go? What year would you go where?
So I remember, unlike others, I remember a lot of my past lives. And I know I've been like in Grecian, you know, ancient time, Roman times, Egyptian times. I know I've been in world wars. I've lived, you know, like even in the UK, Merlin times, and I had probably pagan or Wiccan roots. So I've been always a healer. Does not mean I always done it. Practice it, but probably that's why I also burned a few times on the stake. But I can remember also Salem. I don't know if it's just one lifetime though, very briefly. And I'm eager to go to Salem. I want to. Yeah. I know it's haunted and everything. So I didn't want to go on Halloween. I just recorded with Faith. She's another guest and friend of mine. And we said we're gonna go around Thanksgiving to Salem. So God help us if we really go.
Yeah, I mean, I think actually that would be exciting for you. Like,
yeah, so you should join us so we're not completely scared.
Well, I will join you. There's no territory I won't get.
Okay, let's go. We're like three people. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's go.
We got a plan. I'm going to tell Faith. You're going to love her.
Let's look up if they have souvlakis around there somewhere.
I can make the souvlakis. It's not the issue. Yeah. I think like us running from like haunted mansions or witches, that's going to be a whole different situation.
So speaking of haunted, so a few years ago, you know, when you're talking about how you feel connected to places you've never been, for almost more than a year, I was like, you know, getting all these thoughts about New Orleans. And I've never been to that place. I've never been to Louisiana.
I've been in past life.
Yeah, I've never even been to Florida at this point. And it's like, I just got more intense and more intense. And I decided at one point, after a year, I just booked a ticket and I went there. And I stayed in the French Quarter. And when I got there, I really felt like I felt relaxed and I felt connected. And
so you've been there before in past life.
I don't know, but I felt like, you know, I felt there was something there. It's like, there is history, there's energy there. There's a lot that happened too over there. And I want to go back. I've been wanting to go back. And the hotel room, I did not sleep very well. And to be honest with you, I did feel something. I felt I was not alone in that room.
Did you have some company? at night?
It wasn't in human form.
That is very sad for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But well, there was an incident that happened there, which is kind of funny. And so I was at a bar. I was at a bar, and it was like, you know, music, piano, some guy playing piano, whatever, some people there. And then I went out. I felt like, okay, I'm drinking. I feel like, you know, I'd like to have a cigarette. And over there, you can drink out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my drink, and I walked outside the sidewalk. And then this lady, after a few minutes, she walks out too, and she's looking at me. I don't remember if it was a cigarette or a lighter, but I gave her one. And she starts talking to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Where are you from? She's like, she's from Kansas. I was like, yeah, I live in LA. And she was being, and then she started being super flirty, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is cool. And then 6 minutes, yeah, like 5 minutes into the conversation, she sees this guy at the corner, like suddenly at the corner of the block, and he's calling a name. And then she hears that, she looks back and she ignores it, and she looks back at me, but it happens a few times. So I was like, okay, what's going on? Do you know the person? It's like, are you okay? I mean, if you don't feel safe, I don't know who this person is, you can stay with me here. And then she didn't answer. I was like, well, look, just who is this guy? Because he keeps, like, I don't know, like pointing at you, calling you. And then she rolls her eyes and she's like, God, that's my husband.
You kidding?
I swear, I'm not kidding. I swear, like this. I was like, what?
Yeah, I kind of know him for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, I was like, what's going on? Like, I'm confused.
Just mention it on the side. Just very casual.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm confused. and then she looks back and she's like, oh, don't worry about it. He doesn't give a shit about me. And apparently, like, she's drunk or something, and they had a fight.
She was ready to roll with you, honey.
Yeah, and then she didn't want to go. So guess what? So I felt weird. It got so weird. I was like, bro, like, the guy is standing over there. So I was like, please, just go to your husband. I was like, I don't know. I just felt like, this is weird. Just fuck. And she didn't want to head start like 2-3 times to do it. And she's like, fine. And then she's like, she went there unwillingly, you know?
Oh, wow.
And then she walked towards him, and then she walked past him, and he started following her. And then I was like, what the hell was that? Like, that's so weird. But again, it's like, hey, New Orleans, you never know.
Is that how people do it in Kansas? Kansas, an explanation? Care to explain?
Hey, let's call it Kansas.
I have actually a friend from Kansas, but he's not like that. So I don't know. He doesn't ignore his husband. So who knows?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess maybe
barbecue is great in Kansas.
I think it's great in a lot of those areas around there.
I feel like New Orleans is a place, and I have a client, and she invited me over. And she desperately wants me to go there. And I'm like, I feel like I had past lives there. And I know that it's a lot of juju going on, a lot of witchy stuff. And
There is, yes.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I want to go. Like, I'm hesitant. I want to go. I feel like there's past lives, or at least one. It could have also been that, you know, I traveled from one place to another and it was just all in one lifetime. But I do feel, as an old soul, having lifetimes lived. We don't know how many times we recycle. I don't know if it's twice or 20 times or 200 times, right? I do feel a connection to that. So it's very, I'm like 50-50 on it. Someday I'm gonna go, maybe soon. I do wanna see more of the United States. I'm very curious to travel and see each state.
Yeah.
That would be something, as I can work almost remote. I think I could, you know, do anything from anywhere. But in the same time, it's like, in some states, it's like, there is like stuff on the ground. Like if you go to Mississippi, like, you know, like Tennessee and stuff, like there's a lot of history.
Yes.
And I feel those things. I haven't been, you know, like ever since I left Germany, because that's where I'm from, even though I'm Greek, my parents immigrated to Germany, and I lived there for, you know, my whole life until I came over to the US. And this one time when I always felt like slightly depressed there, like I was never really 100% happy. And it could be because of the region, because they're a little bit more serious, they're not so friendly, you know, But these days they're more friendly, so I don't think necessarily it's that. It's literally because there was a world zone, a war zone. And one night I was driving with my friend. We went to a town, which is in a university town called Tübingen, and it's very known. And a lot of doctors are made there, they study there. And we're driving home to Stuttgart, and like we passed some factories, and I felt spirit. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like there must have been something. I don't know if it was concentration camps or what, and it made total sense. And it just confirmed what I always thought, like in Germany, like there's some regions where I feel like super depressed because of the bad things that happened. And I'm sure I've been either, I must have been a prisoner, because clearly I cannot have been like a sergeant or, you know, like a soldier. I don't know if I was Jewish, but I might have just, you know,
yeah,
lost my life there. And it's just sometimes you go back and you feel stuff, and then all of a sudden you go back and you haven't felt before anything, and then you go back and all of a sudden you feel like, oh shit. But yeah. I felt this before too. I never understood what it was because I was not in tune and in touch with my spirituality. And feeling spirits is a weird thing, especially when you're unaware and not trained or anything. Like you don't know anything, you're not acknowledged. So that is one thing where you just like, oh my God, what is going on? So you going to New Orleans is kind of the same thing. Me knowing I'm going to feel something already. Like I feel, just talking about it, I feel already. And I'm like, oh my shits. Like, do I want to go there?
Well, there's definitely like, you know, sometimes you go, like you said, you go to a place, you could not feel anything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a year later, time later, you go again, and you're all open up, like you absorb a lot that you weren't aware of. And I've had a few experiences here and there, like that were a bit weird. So,
which one was the creepiest in the U.S.? Which place was the creepiest this far? Like a weird, like where you felt spirit?
I don't know. I wouldn't say creepiest because that's not the word, but I would say definitely intense. I would say
more active.
Yeah, I would say definitely. I felt that in New Orleans. I did. I felt there's something like, I don't know. There's something around. I felt being watched. I felt like or a presence, or there's a lot of history there. You know, there's a lot that happened. There's a lot of murder. There's a lot of things that happened there.
Yeah.
And you just feel it. Like you have to go and experience it yourself.
I don't know if I'm excited to go, but I probably will go. Yeah, it's literally on my list. It's just I'm dragging it right now, but I do want to visit those places. Maybe I can heal something from within.
Yeah.
Have some closure, but I know I'm feeling it already just talking about it. Has there been any place, any other country aside from the US that you felt, oh hey, there's a lot of spirit movement, creepiness, or like very spiritual?
Yeah. So where I lived in Lebanon, and when I was a child, the first house we lived in, or apartment, there was a lot, there was something weird that would happen at nights. It's like weird, it feels weird, and it's just a weird energy there, and you feel like, I don't want to, you know, say it was like the Amityville Horror or house or whatever, you know, but it was like,
felt haunted.
It was, well, we don't know, we didn't know at the time, but we felt weird. We left. Yeah. That's why we're like, you know, then my parents moved to another place. We sold the house to people who are renting in the building next door. And 3 months later, 3 to 4 months later, the man, the husband, the father, he comes to visit us, and he's asking the money back, and he wants to give us the apartment. And he's like, we don't want it. And you know, it's serious. You know, it's not like, he's like, they don't want to live there anymore. And they start inquiring, okay, what's going on? What happened? And he was like, ever since we moved in, electrical appliances would keep failing. My son broke his leg.
Oh shit!
I had an eye injury with the antenna. His daughter, something happened to his daughter.
Serious? Yeah.
Like there was tragedies happening with his family when they moved into the this apartment. And it was just so, it was almost on a daily basis, things would happen. like weird things, just like unpleasant things, you know? And they did not feel comfortable in it. They, you know, it's like, so yeah, I mean, my parents were like, just get a priest.
I was just going to say, I mean, you can cleanse the space. Back then it was maybe not as open. You can cleanse the space, you can bless it.
Yeah.
Pure Christian, you can have exorcism,
so
whatever.
It gets more interesting.
Oh my.
So it gets more interesting. So later they did some more investigation and they were able to find some old maps, or I don't know what you call them, like grid map or blueprint or whatever. Apparently,
like a female died there or something. I'm picking up female energy.
We don't know. But what we found out was that land there.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to tell you one piece of information. Not even 0.3 miles down the road, it's a dead end. There's a monastery there. And there's a cemetery there for the monks.
Okay.
So, and then it's all nature. There's not, it's all like, it's like mountain. So it's like, you know, so they found out that there were old tombs, old coffins under, when they built the building, they were down there. They took out coffins from the foundation.
Something opened up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shish kebab.
Yeah, shish kebabs. Yeah, there was a lot of shish kebabs going on there. So,
when are we going to Hayat's kitchen, man? Lebanese food.
I know.
We're talking about ghosts. Let's go back to the subject.
Yeah. That was interesting find, and it did make sense because, you know, this was really old land, and we don't know, like, we don't really know what was there, what happened, but apparently there were people buried there, you know.
Yeah.
Right under the structure before it was built. So
that is insane. Yeah. So to me it feels like it's a female energy, but again it could be just something, you know, that is softer.
Yeah.
I would say if that was a current problem, I would say, you know, you need to cleanse, you need to have either, not necessarily exorcism done, but like, you know, have a blessing done and ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
But there's ways of cleansing in a home. So like, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, you know, I don't know what happened to them. Honestly, I don't know.
Clearly you didn't give the money back.
No, because it was sold.
They sold it probably too.
Possibly, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have any information about it.
Yeah, this can happen many times here in the U.S. when because everything is native land, and the only natives are the natives, right? So many times when there was like burial grounds, when people put homes on it or close to it, people get haunted. I have one client in particular, and she's done now so many cleansings and blessings on this house. And I told her, like, there is some sort of burial ground next to you or close to you where the spirits are haunting. So that's what you're dealing with. It's like a vortex. And I think she did find out that close to her home there was, you know, like a cemetery.
Yeah. So this is one thing I know, is that stone can hold immense memory and energy more than wood. Wood doesn't really hold much. Okay, like
interesting,
like dead wood I'm talking, like, but
yeah,
stone, even a small piece of stone in your house can ruin your life, you know, if there's something going on with it. So there were people, like, especially in the Middle East, you know, there's a lot of times there's a hesitation to bring something from somewhere. Now I'll tell you an interesting story. So that was during my grandma's days, right? I wasn't even born at the time. So they had my grandma's mom had a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to work and lived in Egypt.
Okay.
And he ended up marrying an Egyptian woman over there. And they lived there, and he was very wealthy. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to come to Lebanon, and they moved their furniture. We're talking about expensive, you know, stuff here.
Yeah.
But he was just not feeling it. He was like, some things were going on with him over there and stuff. So
they,
yes. So they moved.
Well, it's a very historical place. He probably yes. had past lives there. So that's well, why the memory.
Wait for it. So they moved like a closet, they moved a couch, they moved things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved to the town where everybody lives, like his sister.
Yeah.
So they all live close by. Now, when he died, he started having sicknesses and he started getting sick and all. So he died. Mm-hmm. And then years later, the lady died. And so they took the furniture, his family, like, you know. And things start happening weird, like at night, like weird things would happen. Like things would like break, things will break, a lot of cracks, a lot of noises, like things breaking yeah. unexplainably, you know, things like that. Sometimes crackling in the walls or, you know. So
haunted, no.
It started getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then they were like, what the hell's going on? We moved the furniture. So they started investigating the furniture. They looked into it. They turned down the couch. When they turned down the couch, they found a rolled parchment type or paper.
Oh, they did old witchcraft. Okay.
Tied with a thread, and it's actually sewn. Like it's like, you know, so that was weird. It was like inside the couch. So they took it to people, they tried to investigate, and it turned out that's like a spell, and they believe the wife did it, you know.
And
on her husband. And,
oh wow.
And
that's like, that must have been something heavy, because just doing it like this and it's working, it's like insane.
Yeah.
These days there's so many spells and so much witchcraft that is not as strong as the one that is old.
Yeah, but the Arab Middle Eastern black magic is very scary.
Like I know. I heard that it's like the regular Quran, there's the black Quran, the red or green Quran. Like, for example, if you're Muslim and there's different kind of witchcraft attached to it. But like, I know Middle Eastern, just as Greeks, like if you do witchcraft, like good luck, run for the hills.
Well, because there they use, I think, Solomon, Enochian. I think they use Enochian magic, which is one of the worst.
Fascinating.
Which is one of the worst, because don't forget, like that came from that land. Right, so it was passed on generations, keeping passing on. So that's the type of magic they know, and that's really like really dark, intense magic. You know, so that's why the spells there are very heavy, and they're very dark, and you can kill a person with those things. You know, so
I'm so interested
in and weird
like
things.
Not killing a person, but like I'm just interested in different kind of magic. Like, it's like voodoo, there's Middle Eastern, but like yeah. I know Egyptian is like, you gotta watch that too.
Yeah like you would
hear, they have so much history.
You would hear stories sometimes there of the person mysteriously out of a sudden dying or getting weird at, like you do hear these things over there, you know. So
nobody's really surprised, but nobody's also saying anything,
especially when the wife interestingly gets married a few months later after her husband dies, you know. Like, I mean, there are,
no wonder you have so many telenovelas over there.
Yeah, there are a lot of shenanigans over there.
So good for us. I know that if you're Jewish, with the Kabbalah you can do like certain spells, and like those are very heavy as well because they're equally old. But I know like Egyptian is like super old because of the pharaohs, and they've been doing witchcraft back at the end of the day, you know, like in pyramid.
Well, Aleister Crowley apparently, you know, based on the memoirs and the documentaries, yeah. apparently he went to Egypt, and he went to the Giza, I believe, where the pyramids are.
Mm-hmm.
And he went there with his girlfriend or wife at the time. And he did perform, I'm not sure if it was Enochian, but he did perform some like really, really intense magic there.
Yeah, he's a Satan. And who was.
And the story is like he got so frustrated because nothing happened there. But when he went back to where they were staying at a hotel or something, something happened there. So he was like cursing and he was so mad that, oh, he didn't get any significant experience, but it did. He did actually. A day, like hours later, he did. Like, so.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, Aleister Crowley, that's a whole situation.
Yeah.
He's a Satanist. He, you know, there's rumors that even one of the presidents, I'm not going to name names, but he had, I don't know, he had like offsprings because, you know, he was active sexually, not just female. So I don't know if he was a polygamist, I assume. That kind of explains
it. He was.
Yeah, so he had an affair with one of the American wives of one of the people that are in his club, and she got pregnant and she had a daughter, and apparently, yeah, that's the daughter that was, you know, in one of the families of the presidential line.
You never know, because he did, like, he messed around, like he was all over the place. He was
I do not use his tarot cards. I wasn't aware when I was in Europe. I was always drawn to the drawings of the Aleister Crowley tarot. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they have satanic background. You know what I mean? So like they might, but like just being associated with that name, I found out later when I was working in the metaphysical store. So I was like, yep, no, not interested.
Yeah.
And I saw like he was doing a lot of, you know, he had a lot of sex magic, and that's why he was a polygamist as well. And
he did a lot of drugs.
He did a lot of crazy shit.
He went to Italy. He went all over the place. He got kicked out of Italy. Like, that's how bad he was. Like, they kicked him out.
I hope he didn't make it to Greece or Germany, but like, who knows? I know that he did a lot of witchcraft, and he has books, and people swear by him. And I don't know if one of them has the skull, like somebody rich, and like does dark magic with it. That's what I heard as well. So he is still until today kind of present. And I think one of his daughters is still alive. I don't know if everyone is still alive, but like one of the daughters, she might be here in the US.
I'm not sure about that. But if you think about it, you know, words have vibrations, right?
Yeah.
And vibrations have certain energy. So let's say, you know, when people chant Om.
Yeah.
That has certain vibration.
Yeah.
So what Aleister Crowley did, if you actually look at his rituals, it's all intensely invoking through intense chanting. Like, there's actually on YouTube, you can find on YouTube recordings of his own voice, and the Western, you know, or you know, magic or rituals he did. It's all saying the words in a certain way of chanting to vibrate within you and vibrate around you. But the words he's using, I think from ancient Egypt and a lot of ancient Egypt and a lot of ancient Greece, I believe, like Greek maybe words. They're attached. Yeah, they're attached to certain entities. Like in Enochian magic, there's like demons and all that stuff, and they all have these names and stuff. But when you invoke these names with a vibration intensity, and that's what he did. He was such an intense person, and he did everything like to increase intensity, sex, drugs, everything you can name it, right? So it does work, it really does, but it will fuck you up. Like it will, like that's why it messed up all the people around him, his girlfriend, the people who were his assistants. They all became mental, you know. So.
Fun.
Yeah. So vibrations.
Yeah. I wonder how old he got. Was he in his 60s when he died?
He was, I believe he died in New York. I'm not sure. But he did die in America. So, and he was like kind of homeless. Not homeless. He was like in a really poor place. He was like a mess.
We're going to find out right now as we speak. Interesting. Interesting.
Like, he had all kinds of diseases.
You think? I wonder if it has to do with all the sexual action he had. Let me see, when did he die? It says December 1st, 1947?
1940, yeah, 1940s.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
not I so thought long. He died in the 60s.
No. But the 60s, there was a lot of people in the 60s who were attracted to his work. I think
72, was, 72. Okay, he was 72. He was, yeah, it's interesting.
Was it New York?
Let me see. What did it say? Oh my Jesus, this is so much. He was Egypt in the Book of the Law, Golden Dawn, Mexico, India, Paris. Okay, he was all over. China, Kancheng, Yunga, whatever that means. Algeria, he was there too. And then United States, he was 1914 till 1919. He died December 1st, 1947. Where did he die though? It says here, after he moved to Italy?
Yeah, he got kicked out.
Doesn't really say much. I would have to research it. I can't find anything, but I would not doubt that, you know, he died in the US. It says he was an occultist, sexual revolutionary. No shit.
Yeah.
He has like a whole line of very interesting relatives.
He had a busy life, like he for sure.
Yeah, and his like his origin, like his family has very interesting. Like
they were wealthy. They were very wealthy.
Okay.
And he did go, like, I forgot. I don't know if he was in Cambridge or I don't remember where he went, but he was very educated. He his work was respected in the beginning. He was definitely controversial.
He had a lot of followers. Yeah, he had a lot of followers for sure.
Yeah, because he was like upper class. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He went to Netherwood January 1945. Okay, we're almost there. Just turned. Where did he die? Maybe in London. In the summer of Pat Kim. Okay, where's Netherwood? They keep saying something about Netherwood. That's where he probably died. I do not know. I can't find it right now. He is very fascinating. I had a lot of people in the metaphysical store that I used to work in, and some of them were like followers. They would worship him. They were like crazy for him. And I'm just like, do you actually know what you're getting into?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people until today worship him and like, you know, call up on his spirit. So whether people went around him mental or not, he has still until today very powerful.
He does.
A lot of people who work with darkness still worship him. So he has, the spirit is going moving, like living on basically in a dark world.
He's definitely an interesting figure, you know, regardless.
I like how we started talking about dating and we're like all dark now.
We end up in Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, we totally went mystic, man. Like, fuck it. Let's just do like something interesting. It's very interesting talking to you. Very interesting.
Yeah, so
you have a lot of stories. You should be more often here. You always
welcome. That was very smooth.
It started, yeah. And you know, and maybe we can go back to other past lives.
Yeah. Thank you for like, you know, having me do this.
Of course, my pleasure. Yeah, I mean, you have entertainment background, so I wasn't even a bit worried that, you know, you wouldn't be a fit, but you also have a lot of stories. We talk many times, you know, outside of sessions, and you tell me stories, and I'm just like, man, this is like a whole situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Last thing, do you have anybody that you're interested in, like in the celebrity world, entertainment, that you want me to do a reading on? I always do celebrity gossip towards the end, and I would love to see if you're interested in any, you know, like singer or like celebrity that you want to know any information about.
Let's see. I mean, the celebrity I would say I'm gravitated to are not like the mainstream ones, like David Lynch, you know, but I wouldn't say a lot of people be interested, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they would.
Who is that? No.
David Lynch.
Who is that?
The he's a director. He did the Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Yeah. But the Elephant Man. But I don't know.
Has a lot of juice, honey.
Yeah, not a lot. You
I
see,
feel I'm like the, there's not a lot of scandal happening.
I'm the wrong person. Oh, scandal! You want scandal?
No. I will do a celebrity reading. Like I will do a reading on, you know, any celebrity you're interested in, like gossip, and I'll just do a reading and see if anything's coming up. If there's anybody current or just recently something happened.
See, that's the hard part. Is like I'm not into that.
I know. You're just like Camille. You're like, I really don't care. But you mentioned something earlier. You mentioned a group earlier, right?
Oh, like the Foo Fighters?
Yeah. So you were interested in knowing something about them. What was
like,
that?
Yeah, like how, like, you know, be interesting to know, like, they're getting a new drummer, or they're not, or what's going on. Like, I haven't been following up, but.
Yeah. So they, I do feel that we'll continue doing music.
Yeah.
I also feel that there will be a new drummer. He's not going to replace the old drummer.
Okay, they're just going to carry on.
Yeah, like they will have somebody, but he's not going to have the same role, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
This guy was with them, like Foo Fighters, I don't know, for 20 years or what.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Totally. It was like pretty much after Nirvana, you know, has gone south because, you know, Kurt Cobain died. That's been like 20-30 years. I don't know how long has it been. Kurt Cobain, was it in the 90s?
91? Was it 91? No, not 91, but maybe 90 something. Yeah,
90 something. So it's been at least 20 years. So Foo Fighters have been around at least for like probably 18 to 20 years. So I don't think anybody can replace him. There will be a replacement of a drummer. I do feel that we'll carry on. What I do see is it's not going to go the same route that it was before. And you know, what's his name, the band leader, Dave Grohl. So he's a manifester. I don't know if he has been into anything witchy. I met him once in IKEA and I was
you
just
did.
Huh?
You did.
Yeah, I met a lot
did
of
you stuff. Talk to him?
No, I was just staring at him and I was smiling and he smiled back because, you know, I wanted to give him space.
Yes.
He gets approached a lot. I don't like doing, unless it's a conversation that happens naturally, I don't like to go ahead and be like, you are this person. I love you. You know, like, I'm not that person. But I saw him. He saw me. We smiled at each other. I nodded. I acknowledged him. I'm such a big fan, you know. And it was just, he was there with his family shopping for furniture in IKEA. And that was that. But like, I know he said that he manifested his success. So I don't know if he has done any work, like spiritual work, as in like manifesting. Yeah. A lot of celebrities do. They're manifestors. Some witchy stuff too. True. I do feel they're going to take a little break if they haven't already. And maybe, you know, I think they canceled the concert.
They did. Tour.
I do feel in a certain amount of time, maybe like 6 months from now, 1 year from now, they're going to go back at it and be like, okay, we're going to continue. And that's going to be always like a memory thing of, you know, the drummer, which, you know, he was the sweetest, like he was such a fun person. He just overdrugged, you know, it was his time. No bueno.
Deadly
mixture, deadly cocktail. Mm-hmm. I do feel they're going to continue. It's just not going to be like, there's going to be another celebrity drummer, unless there could be somebody that, you know, like exited, but it's not going to be the same anymore. It's not the same fighter mentality. So I don't think anybody's going to be able to replace him. I feel it's going to be somebody. It could be somebody that is former band.
Yeah, and transition. Yeah. Transition to.
Yeah, you remember Soundgarden when they dissolved?
Yeah.
Chris Cornell went with Audioslave.
Yeah, yeah.
They created that. That kind of situation could happen. But the other person on the drums is not going to be like as big, or it's not going to be about that person, because Dave Grohl and the other people who are in there, those are the ones who are going to actually continue. And I don't know, the bassist from Nirvana, he just disappeared from the face of the earth.
Well, he was on like a few years ago. I saw he was in. I think it was Conan O'Brien show.
He's not doing. And,
I don't know. I don't know. I think he does have a band. I'm just not sure. I'm not following up.
Yeah, he didn't make it like Dave Grohl made it big. Just
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Not as big, but still big.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Yeah, but they're gonna continue. I don't think it's gonna be the same drive, but there's gonna be success still.
Yeah.
I can see them bringing like another one or two albums out at least. Like, I'm just, you know, throwing numbers, but like, there's not gonna be a replacement the way it was before, but it could be somebody slightly famous or like from a previous band, I would say.
Yeah, 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 which would make sense. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But Dave Grohl is successful by itself. Like, he does stuff.
True, what he is.
But you know, I keep forgetting names. I'm so bad with it. Like the blonde guy, the drummer. He's there in spirit. Like, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good soul, though. You know, he was just a little lost. Usually, when you do drugs, you're lost. Slightly.
I guess most of us are lost sometimes. You know.
Yeah, with or without drugs.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah, I mean, they're gonna come back. Just give it some time. Give it a few months, and then they're gonna do like maybe like a special concert, and then you know.
Cool.
I find they might also have guests, drummers.
Like sessionists. Yeah.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, I don't know if it's gonna be like a ongoing thing, but I feel like the one or the other drummer is gonna fill in when they do like some sort of memorial concert or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it feels like. So I would not be surprised. It could be within this year. I don't know. I keep getting, for some reason, September. I don't know if it's this September or some other September or something.
Cool.
September. Maybe they're going to do something, but they need to go through the emotions because they were close.
Yeah, yeah, they were so very. They were like, yeah, a family. Yeah. They were like a family. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. That's... So. Yeah. It was so nice to have you here. I think like we kind of reached a limit for today.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued with your stories because you do have knowledge that, you know, can help our listener, like the audience. And we're gonna hopefully next time find out more about, you know, all your historical stories.
Yeah, I would love to, you know, talk more with you. You're fun and interesting, for sure.
So one more thing, I want to do a little shout out. I know you are in a band, so I would like to encourage all the audience to go ahead and stream or download the music. What is the name of the band? You want to give a shout out?
Yeah, thank you for that. It's called Astralux, Astralux.
We can find you on Insta, Facebook.
Yes, not Facebook, but Instagram, Astralux Music, and then Spotify and Apple Music. And we have a show September 9th at the Whiskey Go-Go in Hollywood.
September 9th?
Yeah.
That is my 16-year anniversary. Yeah, I will. Yeah. Is that here in LA, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In West Hollywood.
I'm still coming. Because I came September 9th, 2006. So it's going to be 16 years. So I should celebrate with you.
You should celebrate.
Yeah, I listened to your guys' music after we talked, and it's
really, thank you. Thank you so much.
Really,
yeah.
Good. You need to be out there, guys.
Thank you very much. I mean, we have new music coming out by the end of the year. Oh, we're just like focusing on shows right now. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And thank you for
very
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you good luck and success with it. And hopefully we can talk soon again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you for being
all
with
right.
me.
Until next time.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.